find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Welcome to A Balanced Life today. I am super excited. We have some amazing guests today. And unfortunately, we don't have Beth, our co-host, because she's gallivanting across America for Earth Day. And but today I want to introduce one of my best friends, a co-host, Ivy Larson, who actually has been on the show a few weeks ago. She's the author of the Whole Foods Cook Diet book. And she's also the author of Fitter, Firmer, Faster. And she is married to Dr. Andy Larson, and together they have a great website called heartandhealthyliving.com. Welcome, Ivy. I'm so excited to have you today.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry I had a little bit of a technical difficulties this morning. That's the power of the internet, isn't it? We're at the demand of the internet, and I think Mercury goes into retrograde today, so that's kind of why we're going to have communication issues. So beware, everybody out there. So I wanted to talk a little bit about our next guest, Rael Izakowicz, who is a personal friend and been a personal mentor to me. He's amazing, Ivy. And he is a Pilates guru. And I've actually known Rael for many, many, many years, and he was personally one that actually got me really, really excited about Pilates. And let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a world-renowned Pilates practitioner and a teacher of Pilates. He has over 30 years of Pilates achievement behind him. So basically, he was doing Pilates before most of us had any clue what Pilates was about.
Right.
He is a prominent lecturer, and he teaches international. In fact, we just recently was in Athens together last year, and we had great time. And he teaches all over. He has symposiums, universities, colleges, and studios around the globe. And he truly is international, from China to Greece to completely all over the UK, all over the country, Australia. Rael received his Bachelor's of Education degree and teaching credentials from Israel's prestigious Wingate Institution, where he subsequently joined the teaching faculty. He later earned a Master of Arts degree in dance from the University of Surrey. Rael's early Pilates teachers included Alan Herdman and thereafter several of the first-generation Pilates instructors known as the Elders: Kathy Grand, Ron Fletcher, Romana, Eve Gentry, and Lolita San Miguel. He owns the inspiration and friendship that have guided his career. Now, Rael has many, many different products on the road right now, and I love them all, and we use them in my studio. And I'm going to have Rael talk a little bit about that, about his books that he has on the market right now, because these are a must for everybody out there who's definitely interested in Pilates and understanding the depth and knowledge that is needed to be able to perform Pilates correctly. So I'd like to welcome Rael Izakowicz. Hello.
Hi, Tracy, and hi, Ivy. Great to be on with you.
Oh, hi, Mio.
This is so excited to have you on here today, and I would like to ask you a couple of questions. Can you just tell us about your books? I think they're awesome. Tell the audience exactly what your books are about and where they can get them from.
Well, first of all, there's Pilates, which the publisher is Human Kinetics.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tracy, you can get that at any of the major bookstores or on Amazon, or you could go to our website, Basi, B-A-S-I, Pilates.com, and order it directly from us.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about what the book entails. What can we expect to find in that book? I mean, I know because I have it and I use it every day, but they would love to hear about that.
Well, Pilates really is probably the most comprehensive book on Pilates out there. I cover, in the first chapters, I cover the philosophy, my philosophy, the principles of Pilates, and I cover some basic anatomy and physiology. The following chapters lead into the mat work. They go over the entire Pilates mat work, and then I go into all the pieces of Pilates equipment. So it covers an enormous array of Pilates exercises, what we commonly call repertoire. It really does, it is an in-depth study of Pilates.
Well, I think that's what's becoming more popular now is that people are getting more equipment at home for home use.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I always ask, well, I need a home program to be able to do at home. And so this would be a great tool for them, I would think, to be able to get extra knowledge on how to perform the exercise correctly.
It really is. It gives a very sound and solid background and basis, foundation for mat work. But as you say, it goes into the equipment, and anyone wanting to purchase equipment or practice at home or as professionals in a studio, this is really, in my opinion, a very great adjunct to your teaching and your practice.
Now, I know you certify hundreds of Pilates instructors all around the world, and I'm honored to say I'm one of them. How do you foresee the future of Pilates in America right now and compared to Europe? What is your philosophy on how that's maturing? Because obviously we've seen a big wave of Pilates over the last 10 years. What do you foresee the future in that? Do you see that more people are going to be working out from home? What is your answer to that? I'm just curious.
Well, I do think more people work out at home. I think the growth will continue. You know, there's as you know, Tracy, there's been an exponential growth and spike in the participants of Pilates. When I came to the States, or in the early years of Pilates, there were probably 5,000 people in America doing Pilates, and today they're probably over 12 million. Growth is simply astounding. Growth is a double-edged sword, and with growth comes growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we as professionals protect our industry, maintain good standards, teach with integrity and high principles and values, I think the future of Pilates is a very rosy and bright one indeed. But we need to make sure that we're producing very, very good teachers. And as you know, Bassi Pilates spans the world. We have our program taught in 20 countries and over 100 locations. And that is certainly not to say we're the only good and quality Pilates education. There are others.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend to any professional seeking an education to do their research. The future is an interesting question. We've just launched a product called Pilates Interactive.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. I'm so excited about that, and I had a pleasure seeing it last year in Athens, and I've, you know, been working and looking at it, and I think it's phenomenal. So tell us how we can get this, and tell us exactly how it works. Okay, for instance, say I'm the general consumer here. I'm Mrs. Weaver in Idaho, and I just bought my new little Pilates reformer that I've seen on QVC, and now I want to use it. Can I go and buy your Pilates Interactive, and will that help me to be able to use it?
Absolutely it will. It essentially takes books, our most comprehensive books, and it breathes life into them. I love books. I think books have a life of their own. But here you can log in to Pilates Interactive and see every one of those exercises being performed in video clips with either being performed by me or by some of our other Pilates teachers. There is voiceover and cueing. All the cueing is done by me, so you hear me actually taking the person or speaking myself through the exercise. You see it in high-definition video. And the beauty, Tracy, is not only do you have access to over 350 exercises on all the apparatus, But you can, we provide you with workouts, and you can customize those workouts and create your own workouts. And you see there's a section called the Spotlight section where you can select from a large selection of exercises and see me actually teaching the exercises to a student. So there's an exercise section, there's a workout section, there's a Spotlight section, which also has clips from me teaching at different workshops and conferences. In fact, the there are a few clips from Greece from the from the conference that we taught at in Athens. So it's astounding, and the beauty is it can be accessed from anywhere in the world. Wherever you have internet connection, you can access this. And now, Tracy, we have, and Ivy, we have an iPhone app, actually a couple of iPhone apps. So now you can access a lot of this material. Well, the iPhone apps are MatWork-based, so the iPhone apps themselves are only MatWork, but we are just about to introduce a portal for the iPhone, meaning that anyone that is a subscriber to Pilates Interactive can access their entire profile on the iPhone. So not only can you access it on your computer, but you can access it on your iPhone. So there are no more excuses not to perform.
I know Ivy's just bought an iPhone, so Ivy, you'll be able to download it now.
Technology always a few steps behind. But I had an important question, Rael, and this is sort of a personal question because I am having pretty severe back pain. And another good friend of mine who also has been suffering with back pain, his orthopedic surgeon recommended Pilates instead of surgery, which I found was really interesting, and I'm sure you can appreciate that. And I just thought, you know, back pain is such a common condition, and maybe you could just briefly touch on some of the benefits Pilates provides for back conditioning and core stabilizing and back care and back health.
Well, first of all, Ivy, thanks for asking that question, and I certainly applaud the orthopedic surgeon. And I think there are probably more and more physicians out there that will rather take the tack of exercise as opposed to surgery. And I think anyone would opt for exercise rather than surgery. Backs, you're absolutely right, Ivy. Backs are, at a conservative estimate, about 80% of our population in America will suffer at some point or another in their lifetime from lower back, non-specific back pain. Mm-hmm. And this is a tremendous problem, and some estimates are even as high as 90%.
It's
so clearly, it's something to pay attention to.
It can be debilitating.
Absolutely debilitating. And not only is it painful, it's terrible. It's people suffer through it. It costs the economy an enormous amount.
Well, Rael, maybe you could explain to the audience out there why Pilates is, in my opinion, set apart from most other kind of forms of exercise. I mean, I think you'll agree with me. I always say, like, you know, ballet is the foundation of dance. I feel that Pilates is the foundation to exercise, to movement, because if we all have a good knowledge of Pilates, we'll be able to execute weight training, running correctly, because it's very biomechanically sound. So maybe you can explain to us why Pilates is so intelligent. It's just the intelligent way to exercise, you know?
Right.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. And you both mentioned a key word, and that is core. No matter what the cause of your back pain is, in I would say 99% of instances, and if not 100%, what is lacking is core strength and core stabilization. That is the foundation of your movement. And Pilates, we call it the powerhouse, but the powerhouse is synonymous with the core. It is creating a strong foundation for all movements, and at the same time protecting the spine. spine and allowing the spine to work in a functional manner.
Absolutely.
And in many instances, exercise programs do not develop the strong foundation, but rather put a great deal of focus on the periphery, on developing very large and strong muscles on the outside, but not a strong enough core from the inside. And Pilates is exceptional at that. It is the focus of Pilates. It is the pillar of Pilates. But Ivy, one thing that you mentioned, and this should be taken into account, it's not just doing Pilates. It's doing Pilates well. And
right.
That is the key. It's not enough that an orthopedic surgeon is going to say, go and do Pilates. It
right.
is how you do Pilates.
Absolutely. I totally... because
right.
people say, I'm going to do Pilates at my local health club, and I'm just... We talk about this all the time, Rael. I'm just horrified by exactly what they've been teaching them. And they say it's Pilates. So I think it's so important, everyone out there, to truly do your investigation on where you're going to train, where your Pilates instructors are trained. I mean, for instance, 10 years ago when I opened up my Pilates studio, it's been 10 years now, Rael, can you believe that?
You make me feel old.
I used to get them calling on the phone. I'd be like, is this Pilates, you know? And now we get people asking us, like, where our certifications are from, you know, what our education background is. I mean, it's phenomenal how much this has grown. So I really think that's really important that you just hit the nail on the head there. It's quality of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now let me ask you this. Is it possible for an untrained individual to learn Pilates on their own? Or do you really think that private instruction is essential at the beginning?
Well, it's a good question. I think that it's preferable. It definitely is. There is no replacement for a good teacher. There's no doubt about it. Having a good teacher's eye, having a good teacher's touch, having a good teacher's cueing and comments are irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. However, some people don't have access to that. So with the books that are now out, my second book has just been completed and will be released in the spring of 2011, and that is Pilates Anatomy. And that explains so much about the muscle groups and what we're talking about. I think with books, with things like Pilates Interactive, where you can see the exercises being performed and copy them, with DVDs, I know Tracy has a lot of great stuff out there. I think it is possible, but always keeping in mind that Pilates is as much an approach as it is an exercise system and regimen, meaning that it's not going through a series of exercises that will make the difference, or getting on Pilates equipment that suddenly will work magic on your body. It's how you approach the body, how you do the exercises.
Well, it's a mind-body approach. It's not
mind
just physical.
Body, right.
It's a mind. It's mind over matter. But I wanted to let everybody know out there so they can get hold of your amazing DVDs, because you do have DVDs too, and they're awesome. And so it's at Basi Pilates, right? BASIPILATES.com. And how can people out there find out about your Pilates Interactive? Do we go to Basi website too?
On the Basi website, there's a link at the top that says Pilates Interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the homepage, Tracy, there's a great clip that people should click on. We have partnered with some tremendous people to create this clip, which in 5 minutes will take you through a tour of the software, which is fantastic. And I'm happy to say that we have just added to the software within the day, my Avalon equipment will be on
that.
Pilates Interactive, and the Avalon equipment is simply revolutionary in Pilates equipment.
Oh, now can you just briefly tell me what that is?
Sure. For many years, Ivy, I felt certain of the Pilates pieces were lacking in certain elements, and And that is no discredit meant to Joseph Pilates. Certainly he was a genius in his creation of the equipment. But I designed evolution to the Pilates equipment, certain pieces of the Pilates equipment, which I've called the Avalon system. It is important to stress it's based on the original designs, but with certain elements that have been improved, and it's opened up an entire world of repertoire, exercises, movements that could not be performed previously on the equipment. It is beautiful to look at, very aesthetic, and it always comes back to art and science for me. That's why I call my organization Body Arts and Science. Mm-hmm. And this equipment really does appeal both aesthetically and scientifically to a workout. And I think it's probably the biggest change.
You would fall in love with it. You really would.
It sounds amazing. I'm very intrigued. I'm definitely going to go to your site. And you said it was BASIPilates.com is where everyone can get more information.
And what is your next step right now, Rael, as we're coming to the end? I'd love to share what your next exciting move is going to be. Are you still going to be doing traveling or not so much?
I am traveling, but Tracy, the name of your program intrigued me, and that is balance, the word balance. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm seeking in my life. I've been seeking it for many years.
We're all seeking balance.
So I am trying to travel less, although I still find myself on planes far too much.
I know you have a little boy at home that needs you too. I mean, you're a daddy. How old is he? He's 8 years now, is he?
He's 9 years old.
And
9 years old, and he's the absolute joy of my life.
Is he into Pilates too? I have to ask you. Does he do Pilates with Daddy?
He does. He does. He loves coming up into the studio with me. As you know, I've got a studio at home for my own personal use and his personal use. So you're never too young to start.
No, that's the next wave of the future, I think. And I know we haven't got time to talk about it today. Is Pilates for children? Don't you agree, Rael?
I absolutely do, Tracy. In closing, I will say Pilates for children and Pilates for the elderly.
Absolutely.
And those are the two sides of the spectrum. I think that's where Pilates will have its greatest impact, and I hope it does.
I love you dearly. You've been a great mentor to me and to so many people out there. So I encourage anybody out there who is maybe currently doing Pilates right now and wants to really increase their knowledge on the biomechanics and on the repertoire to really seek out Bassi Pilates. I highly recommend it. Or if you're just out there really intrigued about what Pilates can do for your body, it's an exercise system that really is from the young to the elderly, so you never... There's never a good or a bad time to start exercising, and today is a good day to start. So really go onto BassiPilates.com, and if you're Mrs. Weaver with that new QVC reformer out there, then go and go onto Pilates Interactive. Thank you so much for Rael.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rael. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to a commercial break right now for our next guest. We've got the fitness DJ. Woohoo! So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Yeah. Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the hosts and for others.
TeamMallet.com is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Super Fit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Join TeamMallett.com today and find the new you together.
And welcome back to A Balanced Life. This is Ivy Larson, and I'm co-hosting with my great friend Tracy Mallett. And we are very excited about our next guest, Dekron, who is a lifelong athlete and music lover who has managed to transform his career to pursue his passion, which is helping people improve their health by motivating them through fun, upbeat music. Dekron left the corporate world of New York City in 2006, and he has enjoyed amazing success in the fitness music world. Known today as the fitness DJ, Dekron produces Motion Tracks, which is one of the most popular fitness podcasts on iTunes. Motion Tracks is a fitness tool that leverages the power of music to inspire people to move and to get fit. And the podcast was a finalist in the 2009 People's Choice Awards and has been featured in fitness magazines, among other national media outlets. And as of 2010, Motion Tracks episodes have been downloaded more than 2 million times. And Dekron, I have to say you are absolutely an inspiration to me, and I know to Tracy, because the fact you're doing what you love and also helping people at the same time really hits home to both of us. And we are very excited to have you on the show.
Hello.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you guys.
Yes, I have to say, and I know we've spoken, is obviously a good friend of ours introduced me to you, and being a fitness instructor and obviously owning a studio, music to me is so, so important, and I really enjoy your music very much, and in fact, I think, Ivy, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm actually using his music for my new videos that I'm going to shoot in May 1st.
Oh, how exciting!
And I just fell in love with the music that you sent me, and had great feedback from all my classes that I've taught with that particular CD mix that you sent me, Dekron, and they love it. It's very inspiring. It's a great beat. And I think if you've got good music, it really keeps you going, and so I think you've hit a great niche there. I mean, do you feel that this is there is definitely a big need for good music out there? Don't you agree right now, Dekron?
I do. That's really what I started hearing from instructors when I first decided to get into the market. So with my background, I had, like you mentioned, I had a corporate background, but always loved music. And in fact, my brother was a DJ and an artist his whole life. And he really loved electronic music, and we'd always go out to clubs with our friends, and it was just such an amazing time. It was a time for self-expression and fun and energy, and it was a lot of, you know, because we were here in New York City, we had that opportunity, and we were privy to a lot of things that maybe other people wouldn't have had access to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, based on that, we teamed up and started a techno label together here in New York in 2001, and, you know, that was just a really great time, and even though that label didn't take off the way we had planned, we were onto something because we were just having so much fun and loving what we were doing.
When it was time
to kind of take it to the next level, what I thought about was, you know, and what they say is do something you love, do something that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what really got me going was when I would listen to our mixes and our music when I'd work out. You know, I'd go to the gym and I'd have like a great workout, and I'd come back really just like clicking my heels in a great mood. And, you know, it was just something I was very passionate about and also knew that a lot of people didn't have access to what we had access to.
And I think
and
that's
so that
one
got
thing.
Me Sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, I think that's one thing, you know, the fact that your music makes exercise fun, and that is so important because people, just so many people just don't like to exercise. And if you can find a vehicle that increases their enjoyment, then, you know, it's such a huge benefit to people. It helps motivate them. And
it does, and I think music alone can motivate you. I know personally for me and most people out there, we start our cardio, we load our music into our iPod, and if you've got good tunes going on, you're going to work probably like at least 20 to 50% harder than you would if you were like didn't have good music. And that's what leads me into a question that I would love to ask. I mean, who listens to motion tracks? Who is your target audience? Who listens to your music right now?
We have a pretty broad base of listeners. It's primarily intended for consumers to download and listen on their iPods and their MP3 players.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, and I'll also add to what you guys just mentioned, so absolutely, music is a huge motivator when it comes to fitness, when it comes to exercise. And what we do is we actually take it a step further and say, how do we actually design the music to meet the goal of the exercise?
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned this when I started working with instructors. So an instructor, mm-hmm. you just had a guest on that is a Pilates expert. So mm-hmm. there has to be a certain pace, a certain tempo of the music that works for Pilates. It can't be just mm-hmm. any music.
Yep,
right,
you know, there has
right.
to be a pace that works for somebody who wants to teach kickboxing. You know, that's mm-hmm. a faster BPM. It requires more energy. And so by actually designing the music, we have the motivation part, but we also help people synchronize their movements to the music, which makes it even more effective.
Absolutely.
And
so,
even for exercise,
yeah, so
I was going to say, I read that you also had exercise music for interval training, for example, or for people who are running marathons or doing triathlons. And so the music really makes a difference depending on the type of exercise you're doing.
Yes, exactly. So to kind of answer your question, we have a wide range of listeners, but our music is primarily geared for cardio, any kind of repetitive fast movement, whether it's running, an elliptical session, cycling, and even we have slower episodes for the walkers, as well as interval mixes, like you said. So we design the intervals to make you work hard and then recover, mm-hmm. work hard and then recover, which is actually a very effective way of burning calories. You burn 9 times more calories than you do by moving at a steady pace when you do intervals.
That
Absolutely.
Is so true. I think a lot of people don't realize that. The interval training is highly effective for increasing the afterburn. I think EPOC, excess post-exercise
exactly.
oxygen consumption. So I think with the right type of exercise, you can really push yourself, and then with that recovery phase, you know, and then it helps to recover your body and then go back to the push phase. So I think the music
yeah.
that you choose is very important
for
that.
Well, your body naturally gravitates to a beat of a music. So if you've
mm-hmm.
got consistent beats per minute, which is what is so wonderful about your music, is that it is pre-beated like that, then
mm-hmm.
you are going to keep that consistent beat. So if you're running to a certain beat, a certain tempo, your body's going to naturally do that. So if it's consistent through the duration of your exercise program, you will work more efficiently, as opposed to if you're downloading regular, you know, tunes, like, you know, new songs, pop songs. They're not regimented. They're not got the same consistent beats per minute. I think that's the difference between downloading workouts specifically that Motion Tracks has developed compared to, like, going and you know, and downloading your, you know, the new Madonna
it's
or the
random.
New Lady Gaga. Correct?
Right, yeah, right.
Got it.
Random music.
You said it perfectly.
Now, would this also work? Let's say you were just doing a circuit workout at the gym. I mean, this could, you could absolutely still, even though that's not necessarily cardio, it is still like you're going from machine to machine, or if you're just doing a generalized, you know, workout, resistance training workout, for example, you could still use this music.
Yes, you could certainly. It's you know, the benefits it provides, the number one thing is the energy. It's that
mm-hmm.
motivation. So even if you were going through circuits, let's say you were doing curls and then you were doing, I don't know, some leg
lunges.
Extensions, you know,
right.
you're doing different machines, that beat is going to keep you going. You're not going to have to worry about, okay, one song is going to end, you know, the tempo of the songs are going to change, the energy is going to change, the volume is going to be louder on one, it's going to be lower on the other. You know, it keeps you in that zone. It keeps you feeling the music and moving constantly without having to worry about, you know, is the music going to be there for me?
So let's talk about, because I'm very intrigued, because our last guest, Ray Alizakowicz, had his new little iPhone app too, and I see that you'll be releasing one in spring, so I'm very curious to tell us about your new iPhone app. When does that release?
Well, actually, it just came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
So early spring.
So I'm on my iPhone. How do I find your little app? How do I find it?
So if you go to the App Store, you can search for Motion Tracks, which is Motion, TRAXX.
Okay, that's good. And your website is www.motiontracks, TRAXX. There's two X's there, .com, that would be able to find all this information, too. So tell us about your iPhone. I'm excited to hear about it.
Sure. So we teamed up with a software company who developed an app which allows iPhone users to stream our episodes right to their phone. So that means they don't need to download anything to their computer anymore. They don't need to worry about having to sync it with the cable all the time. And the nice thing is we offer two bonus episodes, which actually have been getting great feedback so far. The first bonus episode is a run-walk interval routine. It's a great one. It's coached by Jeff Galloway, who is one of the top running coaches in the U.S. He's a former Olympian, and he's an author and a columnist for Runner's World.
That is great. So just a beat per minute. And that's what I was going to ask you. And we're talking about interval training, and I'm not sure whether you have this right now, but if you do, I think this is a great idea. You set your pre-workouts. For instance, I'm going to go out, I'm going to do a running interval workout. So I'm going to run for 2 minutes, and then I'm going to walk for 1 minute. Obviously, the beats per minute are going to be faster from the run than they will for the walk. Have you developed any kind of workout, per se, for the music to match your actual interval workout?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we teamed up with Fitness Magazine and did 10 episodes for them, and they mapped to the challenges that they have in their magazine. In fact, the new issue coming out in May is going to have an interval routine called Twist and Sweat.
Great.
And so it's an interval routine that has, it's kind of neat. It's an interval routine that has you power walking, and then you'll be doing some twists. You can even do it with a medicine ball if you want a little more of a challenge.
Okay.
And then you would jog. And
so it takes you to
those
intervals. And now just I'm sorry. I was just going to say for that. Now, somebody is walking you through. You can hear, the music is changing, but then somebody is also telling you what to do on this app. Is that how it works?
With the iPhone app, you have access to all of our episodes. So most of our episodes are, they're an hour of music that'll pace you through your workout, and then we have others that are guided. So any of the Fitness Magazine interval routines, those are guided, so there are bells that go off to cue you when the interval ends.
Okay.
And then I actually come in for a few seconds and say, next up we're going to be recovering with a walk for 1 minute, that kind of thing.
And
so you're guided.
I love that.
Fabulous. And then with the iPhone app, anybody who purchases it, they're going to get, like I mentioned, the Jeff Galloway Run Walk episode, and they're also going to get an indoor boot camp episode that was coached by a celebrity trainer by the name of Kim Lyons, who has starred on The Biggest Loser for a couple of seasons.
Oh, okay. And how long does the Run Walk interval, I was just going to say, how long does the Run Walk interval routine?
The Run Walk interval routine that comes as part of the iPhone app is an hour long.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I think this is great because people need that extra motivation to do it. And I've done a lot of audio workouts myself, and they prove to be people like that because they can hear your voice in their ear and it gives them a plan. You know, instead of being in a gym, they can just go outside and do the workout, and it gives them a plan of action. And people just love that. So I can see that this is going to be an extremely popular product for you. I really do, because I think this is definitely the wave of the future for the fitness industry. I've seen it over the last few years get more popular, and I've seen, my workouts being downloaded more and more. And it's just pure audio. And do you do any for spinning too? Because that's really popular. A lot of people have spinning bikes at home. I'm sure you do, right? Have spinning workouts?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We did a spinning workout. We teamed up with one of the top spin instructors here in New York by the name of Greg Cook.
Yeah,
and
I know him.
He coaches about a 50-minute long spin ride. It's a hill ride. And he's very motivating, too. Like, he teaches over a dozen classes a week.
Oh.
And he's very much, like, he drives, he motivates people, and he's doing the same thing in their ear. And we've got a lot of great emails from our listeners that are actually primarily cyclists.
Yeah.
And they're saying, wow, thanks so much for doing something specifically for cycling, because now if I can't make it to spin class or if I want to do this outside, I can just take this episode with me and do it. And they're loving it.
Absolutely. I know another good one is the elliptical workouts, too. I did a bunch of elliptical workouts, and I think that's a great one for you to consider, too, because many people, obviously, you don't like riding a bike, or they don't want to run because of the impact on their joints, and elliptical is where they go to the gym, and they go, and they just want to get more out of their workout. So I think elliptical, which, you know, is very similar to spinning in that respect, interval training, but that might be something that you might want to consider in the future, too.
Oh, thank you. That's a good suggestion. I think elliptical up to now, we have some kind of mid-tempo episodes, maybe in the 150 to 160 range.
Right.
Those have been pretty popular with the elliptical users. But, yeah, maybe one that actually guides them while they're on the machine. That's a good point.
It's hard to stay motivated on the elliptical. I know you like the elliptical, Tracy. I get bored after about 10 minutes and hop right off.
That's why it's popular. Everyone gets bored on that stuff. The elliptical machine. I'm not a big lover of it myself, so I can understand what people need. They need your help. They need you.
Right.
They need motion tracks music, I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Tell us, because we're going to have to wrap very shortly, tell us, like, what's next, what is your next inspiration, what do you foresee Motion Tracks doing in the future? More iPhone apps or just more music?
We do have some plans for sort of an upcoming iPhone app. That's probably at least a year away.
Okay.
But we do have some plans in the works for that. It's going to be kind of bigger and better. I'll just leave it at that. And I think really for this year, we're looking to, number one, get the word out to as many people as possible. And I thank you guys for helping me do that today.
Oh,
you know, this is something that's free. It's something that's really good for people. If I can only tell you all the testimonials we get from people, and they're just so inspiring. It's incredible. One woman, she wrote in to say that she had been using our music for 8 months, and it was the prime reason she had lost over 50 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Worthwhile, doesn't it?
Fabulous.
Totally. It's the
Absolutely.
Kind of thing that really keeps us doing this, because we know what it's doing for others.
Yeah.
And, you know, other people write in. I just got an email last week about the woman who said, you know, I just ran my first half marathon, and I never would have been able to do it without you.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
so
wow.
We get mail like that all the time. And that's why I want to let so many people know about it. And that's the big thing for us this year. So we're partnering with different races like marathons and gyms to let all their members know about what we're doing.
It's funny because sometimes when you feel like it's time to give up, you think, oh, the word's not getting out. And then all of a sudden, I know this has happened to me. It's why you get this email from someone just like you did who's lost 50 pounds and it's changed their life. And you're like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. And it's weird how it just comes out of the blue, and I'm sure it's a sign saying just keep going. But anyway, I have to say it's been wonderful having you on the show today. We have to wrap now. The time is over. And everybody out there, go to www.motion, M-O-T-I-O-N.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.